Dr. Ronnie Jackson worries Joe Biden lacks cognitive ability to be president. By Joshua Kaplan on October 13, 2020. Former White House physician Dr. Ronnie Jackson on Tuesday expressed concern regarding former Vice President Joe Biden's mental state, judging that the Democrat presidential nominee lacks the cognitive ability to be president. "He is not up to the job," Dr. Jackson, a Republican congressional candidate in Texas, told reporters during a conference call organized by the Trump campaign, The Washington Times reports. "I've watched Joe Biden on the campaign trail and I'm concerned that he does not have the mental capacity, the cognitive ability, to serve as our commander-in-chief. He routinely gets lost in the middle of a thought and can't recalibrate." Dr. Jackson, who served as White House physician from 2013 to 2018, cautioned that he was not making a medical assessment in discussing Biden's mental health. "I never took care of Vice President Biden," he stated. "I'm not trying to remotely diagnose him with anything. I'm saying it as a concerned citizen. We can all see. Something's going on here. He is having some extremely bad days. This is serious. We're picking a commander-in-chief, who has to be at the top of their game cognitively. And he's really not." This is not the first time Dr. Jackson has taken aim at Biden for his mental health. Speaking in July to The Kyle Olson Show, Dr. Jackson argued that the former vice president should take a cognitive assessment and release the results to the public. "I'm not comfortable with him being my president," he told host Kyle Olson. "As a concerned American who also happens to be a physician, I'm just going to say it's concerning to me that he sometimes is not able to complete a sentence, not really know where he's at or what he is doing, and we've seen that countless times now," he added. Dr. Jackson's latest remarks come one day after Biden committed multiple gaffes. Biden not only appeared to forget Senator Mitt Romney's RUT name, but he also claimed that he was running for the U.S. Senate.